Church, that brings us up to our third objective. Our objective for tonight, love is content. Love is content. So the subtitle for tonight's message is Understanding Envy. Understanding Envy. Turn your Bibles to James chapter 3. Church, if we're going to abound in love, we must be content. Now, what do I mean by that word content? If you think carefully about what we are learning on Sunday, that word content can mean complacent. Now, obviously, that's not what we're talking about, because we're trying to overcome complacency. But that word content, it has a lot of different meanings. And in the context of this series, when we use that word content, it simply means being at ease with respect to others. It is to be at ease with respect to others. It is to be agreeable toward others. To be agreeable toward others. So what are we talking about? We're talking about not being envious. Being with ease, being at ease with others, being agreeable toward others, not being envious. If we are going to abound in love, we cannot be envious. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, charity or love suffereth long and is kind. Charity or love envieth not. We cannot envy if we are going to abound in love. Church, we must soundly deal with envy on the inside. Because envy is the worst kind of sin. And the presence of envy in our life makes it impossible for us to love as we should. Envy is the worst kind of sin. And the presence of envy in our life makes it impossible for us to love as we should. You cannot love with envy in your heart. Cannot love with envy in your heart. So this objective is critical. So we're going to take our time with this objective, and we're going to address it over the next 3 weeks. So tonight, this is what we're going to do. Tonight, we're going to simply understand envy. Next week, we're going to learn how to overcome envy. Then we will learn what will happen to us if envy remains. Amen. So let's begin tonight with simply understanding envy. And to understand envy, we're going to answer three questions. And those three questions are going to be our 3 points for tonight. So let's get right into the points. The first point is the first question. This is the question: what is envy? What is envy? Envy is to look with ill will toward another. Envy is to look with ill will toward another. It is to be discontent regarding another's perceived or real advantage. It is to be discontent regarding another's perceived or real advantage. To look with ill will toward another. To be discontent regarding another's perceived or real advantage. Envy is feeling grief or resentment over someone's real or perceived happiness or success. Envy is feeling grief or resentment over someone's real or perceived happiness or success. Envy is that emotion or passion that causes us to hate or malign another. Malign, M-A-L-I-G-N, malign. What does malign mean? It simply means to talk about someone in a spiteful, critical manner. Envy is that emotion or passion that causes us to hate or malign another for something they have and that we want. You have something, I want it. And it's not necessarily stuff and things. It could be talent, could be power or position, could be attention or praise. There is something that you have that I want. So I have this emotion that causes me to hate you or to speak badly about you in a critical way because I have grief on the inside. You have something that I want. It is wanting what someone else has and resenting them for it. That's envy. Wanting what someone else has and resenting them for it. Jesus called it having an evil eye. An evil eye. Church, it bears repeating. We must soundly deal with envy on the inside. It is the worst kind of sin. When we have envy on the inside, it is impossible for us to love as we should. Why? Because envy opposes love. It opposes love, and it produces all kinds of evil that cannot be justified. See, envy is the mother of ill will. It is the mother of mistreatment and harmful behavior. It opposes love. Can't love and have envy at the same time. See, love comes from God, and it seeks to do good and to benefit others, but envy comes from the adversary, and it seeks to do harm toward others. It seeks to harm a person's reputation, harm their success, hinder their advantage. That's envy. See, love motivates us to give. Envy motivates us to take. Love causes togetherness. Envy causes division. Love compels us to protect. Envy compels us to attack. Love motivates us to lift up. Envy motivates us to slander or tear down. It opposes love. It is the mother of ill will, mistreatment, and harmful behavior. That's why if you study envy in the scripture, especially if you study it in the New Testament, you will notice that whenever envy is spoken of, it is spoken of with other forms of evil. It never stands alone. In the scripture, it's spoken of with other forms of evil, envy and strife. Envy, strife, railings, and evil surmisings. You all remember what evil surmisings is? You know, speculating about someone else. Wherever you see envy, it is coupled with other bad behavior, envy and malice. Or envy and hatred, envy and murder and debate. Wherever you see envy in the scripture, it is coupled with other bad behavior. It is the mother of ill will, mistreatment, and harmful behavior. Much of our conduct, church, that is wrong, much of our misdeeds comes from envy. See, we can fix it up and call it what we want so that nobody else will know. But if we resent someone for what they have, we resent someone thinking that what they have belongs to us, whether it's position, power, praise, that means that we have envy on the inside. And it's going to come out. It's going to come out in how we treat others. Church, we can't take envy lightly. Must be soundly dealt with. To deal with envy, we must understand it. So we answered the first question, what is envy? We defined envy. We know that envy is to look with ill will toward another, to be discontent regarding another's perceived or real advantage. It is grief, emotion, and passion that causes us to hate or malign another because of what they have and what we want. So we've answered the first question, what is envy? Let's go to the second question. This is our second question for tonight. Where does envy come from? Where does envy come from? What makes us envious of others? I could ask it this way. Make it personal to yourself. Why do I struggle with envy? Well, the answer is simple. It's me, not you. Write that in your notes. That's the answer. It's me. It's me, not you. See, there is one way in which envy is like love. Envy is not dependent on the behavior of others. So in that way, it's like love. You know, because biblical love is not dependent on the behavior of others. Well, neither is envy. See, envy has nothing to do with the person or persons that we are envying. It's all about what's happening on the inside of us. That's why we can dislike people that we don't know. Amen? Amen. All of us are guilty of it. You don't know the person. You never talk to them. You just can't stand them. Has nothing to do with the person. We can dislike a person we don't know, and we can dislike people who have never wronged us, never mistreated us. See, because it has to do with what's on the inside of me. You know how we do. Life givers, you know how we do. Another woman walks in the room. We say, She thinks she cute. I don't know who told her she was cute. Amen. See, there's something going on the inside. She didn't say anything. She didn't do anything. She may have even said hello. Hello. What's going on the inside? See, it's that thing that causes us to speak critically when other people do well. Well, it ain't no big deal. You know how we do in church. It ain't no big deal. I mean, I could lead voices. It ain't no big deal. I get up there every week and do that. It's what's going on the inside. I could cook in the kitchen. Ain't nobody asked me to cook in the kitchen. I mean, the food was fine, but, you know, I can cook. My greens are better, okay? I know nobody in here says that. We don't compare our food, none of that. That's why we can dislike people who haven't wronged us. Dislike people who we don't know. See, it's me, not you. Where does envy come from? Envy comes from our flesh. Amen. And from our ungodly desires. That's where it comes from. Envy comes from the flesh and from our ungodly desires. Let's look at James chapter 3, our favorite New Testament book. James chapter 3. In James is speaking to the early church, admire.